Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Chol Daf Nun Zayin. We're starting the second line of the two dots with the quote from the Mishnah Shtab Raglel. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas. Marsh Mim Sarabat from Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. The Mishnah had said that Nishtab Raglel, that if the leg of the bird was broken, that's not a Simin Trefa. And that's referring to as long as the bone didn't protrude from the skin, that's perfectly fine. Now the Gemara begins with a story. Hahut Sana Din Kure, the Asa Lekamei Rava. There was a whole basket of birds who had broken legs that were brought in front of Rava. And Batke Rava Betsoimis Hagidin. Rava checked the Tsoimis Hagidin Vachshrei, and he was Machshre them. Now, what does this mean, Tsoimis Hagidin? So actually, in modern Hebrew, the word tzomet is a juncture. That's where you have a lot of streets meeting up in one spot. And it's the same thing over here. Tzomet hagidim is the juncture of where all the sinews meet up. In the leg of a bird, there's actually 16 different sinews, and they all converge right around the ankle of the bird. And so Rava checked those to make sure none of them were snapped. If even one of them was broken, then it's a trefa. But if they were all fine, then it's not a trefa. And as we said, that achshrei, that he was machshre them. Now we compare this tzomet hagidim with something else. Amar Rabbi Yudam Ravi tells us, shmutas yad behem. That if the yad, which basically means the shoulder, that's the top of the front leg of the animal, if it was shamat, if it was dislocated, that's kosher, it's fine. Shmutas yarech ba'if trefa, but if the thigh, the leg of the bird, was dislocated, then it's a trefa, and shmutas gaf ba'if trefa, if the wing is dislocated, it's also a trefa. Why is that? Chashin sham nikva rea, we have to be chayshesh that the lung got punctured from the wing. When the wing is dislocated, maybe it went in and punctured the lung, as that's going to be a trefa. Now, Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, tibadek, we could just check the lung to make sure that it doesn't have a hole in it. And Rechon also says, tibadek, it could be checked. Now, he says, "Ain royal life." There's no lungs to birds. Rabbi Yechon says, "Yeshle does have lungs." The lung is like the leaf of a rose, which basically means one of the petals of the rose, not a green leaf that comes from the branch that a rose is on, but an actual petal from the rose. It's like that in between its wings. So now the question is, "My ain royal life." What did Chizkiah mean when he said that ain royal life? Elim from say delasay klal, that he's saying that birds don't have lungs at all. How can that be? Vakachazin and Islay, we see that birds have lungs. El rather want to say delay mitzvah bay. The Chizkiah is saying that a bird can't become a trefa through its lungs. That can be because what Tani Levi teaches, trefas shemar chum behema connected by oif. All the trefas the chum said apply to an animal. The same thing applies to a bird. And yasar lein oif. Bird has even more than that, as we discussed in the previous daf. The nishbar etzem. If the skull broke, afal pishal loynik of krum shel mayach. Even if the membrane on the brain wasn't punctured, it's still a psul. Bottom line is we see that all psulim of animals apply to birds. And since we know that there's plenty of trefas of reyes of lungs by animals, so the same thing applies to birds. El rather must be what Chizkiah mean ain loy lenafav loy lechamer, that a bird's lungs don't have any issues in regards to when it falls or when it gets burnt in fire. As we discussed in the previous daf, if the bird fell into fire, we have to check the b'nei me'ayim, the insides, to make sure they weren't scorched or burned. So Chizkiah must be saying that specifically in regards to a bird's lungs, we don't have to be chayshish that they got burned by the fire or that they got punctured if the bird fell. And my time, why would that be? So Rav Chani explains, that's because the majority of its ribs protect it. The way the bird's ribs are situated is different than an animal and actually afford greater protection to the lungs. So could be that's what Chizkiah is referring to. They wouldn't have these chashashas specifically regarding the lungs of a bird. How the Gemara asks, that can't be because from that which Rabbi Yechonon had responded to Chizkiah by saying, Yeshloi, it does have lungs. So it must be Mechal to Chizkiah Savar de Lesle. That seems to imply pretty clearly that Chizkiah holds that birds don't have lungs at all. And obviously that's a question. What does that mean? It doesn't have lungs. El rather, on my Rav Mishmeid Rabbi Yisrub Chanina, and actually Shal, they said in the name of Yisrub Chanina, Midvarv Shal Beribi Nicker. It's pretty clear from the words of Beribi, and as we've had before, if you times, the word beribi just means somebody who's very chashov, so it's referring to Chizkiah. Namely, it's pretty clear from Chizkiah, she'enoi baki b'tar n'goylim, he's not too much of an expert in chickens, meaning that he doesn't eat chickens, and that's just a nice way of saying that he made a mistake, because it doesn't really make any sense to say that birds don't have lungs. We continue discussing some of those just mentioned previously. Amar v'hun amar rav, v'hun instead of shem rav, shmutas yarech ba'oif, k'sheira, that if a leg of a bird is dislocated, it's kosher. Now we have a question on this. Amar li rav bar v'hun l'rav huna, bar rabban to asim pumdisa amru, the rabban that came from pumdisa said, the rabbi hudim shmeid rav amar, rabbi hudim said the name of rav, shmutas yarech ba'oif, trefa. The dislocated leg of a bird is a trefa. So we see that Rav says it's trefa, not kshera. So Amar li told him, Bari, my son, nar naru pashte, each river has its own way that it goes. Some rivers have a rushing current, others are very slow and calm, and it's the same thing over here. Really, Rav holds that shmutas yarech ba'oif is kshera. It's just that when he got to Pumbedisa and he saw that they're machmer with it, so when they asked him a question, he just didn't say anything, and they inferred from his silence that he held that it's usser, but really holds it's mutter. He just didn't want to be mater for them, again, because they're machmer. Another story about this, Azrov Abba, Ashkler of Yerubar Abba, the Kabbalah with Tzemes Hagidim, Rav Abba went, and he found Rav Yerubar Abba was checking the Tzemes Hagidim of the birds to make sure nothing was snapped. So Amalei asked him, Lomalei Lamar Kulei Hai, why do you have to do that so much? Why are you checking the Tzemes Hagidim? For Rav Huna Amar Rav, Rav Huna said B'Shem Rav, Shmutas Yarech Ba'ef Ksheira. But even if the leg is dislocated, it's kosher. Now, a dislocated leg is basically like the entire thing was chopped off, because completely dislocated from its source, and nonetheless we see that it's kosher. So we definitely say that by the Tzemes Hagidim, which is lower down on the leg, if one or two of the Gidim is snapped, that shouldn't be a big deal. Of course it should be kosher. So Rav Leah told him, I know a Mishnah. And the Mishnah tells us, if an animal had its leg cut from the arkuva, from the joint, which is like the upper part of it, and below, it's kosher, whereas markuva lamala psula, from there and above, it's possible. If its hagidim was removed of the animal, so it's a trefa, and v'amar Rav Allah, Rav said on that, also with a bird. So you see, there's a problem with the tzomes hagidim of a bird that is a trefa. Now, the problem with that is, seems to be stira on Rav himself. On one hand, he says that if it's shmuta, it's kosher, so why would he say that tzomes hagidim is possible? Now, Ishtek, Rabbi Rabba, was quiet. We're going to see later on that he was quiet just because he didn't want to respond, not because he didn't know the answer. So, Marley, Rav Abba continued speaking to Rabbi Rabba, telling him, perhaps an answer to the question would be, Dilma Shani La, in shmuta l'chatucha. Perhaps it could be there's a difference between shmuta, if it's pulled out of its socket, it's dislocated, as opposed to if it's cut, meaning by tzomes hagidim, one of the sinews are snapped, could be that's totally different. So, Marley, Rav then told him, are you explaining what Rav said? Befer Shama Rav. Rav said this Beferosh. Shmuta, Kshera, Chatucha, Psula. If it's Shamot, it's dislocated, it's kosher, but if it's cut, it's puzzle. And Valtitama, don't be surprised about that. Shari Chaitchamikan, Mesa, Chaitchamikan, Vachaisa. If you cut it one place on the leg, it dies. If you cut it one place on the leg, it's not going to die, it's going to live. And so we can't learn one from the other. Now remember, this whole discussion we just had was with Rav Abba. So we have somewhat of a continuation to the story. Kisalak Rav Abba, when Rav Abba went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkel Rav Zeir Dias Vakamar, he found that Rav Zeir was sitting and saying that Amar Rav Hun Amar Rav, Rav Hun said B'shem Rav, Shmuta Siyach Ba'if, Trefa. When the leg of the bird is dislocated, that's a simon Trefa. Now Amar Lehi told him, Chai Demar, by the life of Master, Miyami the Salak Mar Lacha, from the day that you went up to here, we know that Rav Zeir went up to Eretz Yisrael, and he had left before Rav Abba, so Rav Abba saying that after you left to Eretz Yisrael, Nun Zayin Ha'Beis on top, Havlon Pesach Pek Hamed Rav Huna, we had the ability to talk to Rav Huna, Ushiulain, we asked him, Amar Lehi told us, Shmuta Siyach Ba'if, Ksheira, that actually, if the leg is dislocated of a bird, it's kosher. And Rav Abba proceeds to tell Rav Zeir his entire conversation with Rav Yirmiyahu Abba that we just had. Vashchei Nam the Rav Yirmiyahu Abba. I found Rav Yirmiyahu Abba. Yosef Kabbal with Tzem Sagidin. He was checking Tzem Sagidin. Vashchei and asked him. Lo Yisav Rula Amar Hado Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Shmutas Yarech Baif Ksheira. You don't hold that which Rav Huna said B'shem Rav. The Shmutas Yarech is kosher. And Amar Lehi told me. And Amasisi Yadana. I know a Mishnah that tells us B'mishnech Nora Glam and Arkuvu Lamata Ksheira. If an animal's leg got cut from the Arkuvu and below, it's kosher. My Arkuvu Lamala Psula from the Arkuvu and above, it's possible. V'chein Shnitzel Tzem Sagidin. If the Tzem Sagidin of the animal was removed, and Amar Rav Allah Rav said on that V'chein Ba'if. Same thing with the bird and its Tzem Sagidin. And Ram relay Ayas Rav Yirmiyahu Abba Ihachi Kashid Rav Adarav. If that's so, we have a steer Rav on himself. And Ishtaki was quiet. Actually, and then I continued asking him, Dilmashani Lei Lerav, Bain Shmut al Chatucha. Maybe Rav differentiates between Shmut and Chatucha. And Amrali, he told me, Vadim Farshas Shemed the Rav, you're explaining what Rav had said. Beferish Amarav, Rav said this Beferish, Shmut Ksher Chatucha Psula, the Shmut is Kasher and Chatucha is Pasol. Bottom line is, Rav Abba tells Rav Zeira, Vatma Biadcha. What do you have to say about this? What's your updated information? So Rav Zeira responded, Hachi Amarachi Rashi Amarav, this Rav Chi Ashi said B'shem Rav, Shmutas Yarech Ba'if, Trefa. If the leg of the bird is dislocated, that is a simon Trefa. And B'chen Rav Yaakov Ra'idi, Amar Rav Yechanan, Shmutas Yarech Ba'if, Trefa. However, for Amar Yaakov Ra'idi, he continued saying, Amali Hav Rav Yechanan Ba'asu Da'ir Ba'chav Rasul Eteira, if Rav Yechanan would have been in a place where the Chavar L'Chacham and Paskind, the Shmutas Yarech is Mutter, Loi Parches, literally this means he wouldn't have fluttered or twitched, meaning he wouldn't have said anything and he would not have argued with them. Why is that? The Amar Rav Chanina Amar Rebbe, Rav Chanina says B'shem Rebbe, Shmutas Yarech Ba'if Ksheira, that his leg being dislocated is actually kosher. And with Tarnagoyles, Hoysloy, Rav Chanina Shnish to Yarech Shalah, Rav Chanina himself had a Tarnagoyles that its leg was dislocated, and Vivil of Nei Rebbe, he brought it to Rebbe, Vitirulai, and he was matured for him, Umalcha Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina salted it, Vahava Mayriba Alacha Talmidim, and he used to use that specimen itself to Paskin Alacha for his Talmidim, and he would say, Zehitirli Rebbe, Zehitirli Rebbe, Rebbe was matur this to me, so we see that Rebbe is Makel, and that's where Rabbi Yechanan wouldn't have said anything if people would say that it's Makel. Now, bottom line is, the Alacha is not like anything we just mentioned, Elokihot, like the following, to show Rabbi Yossi ben Arai, as Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he asked him, Kediras Kana Bekama, if the Kana, the trachea, has a hole in it, how big does that have to be for it to be a psol? Amr Loi, so he told him, Mishnah Shlema Sheninu, this is a clear Mishnah, Ad Ka Yisrael Italki, up until the size of an Italian Isser. And Amr Loi, so he told him, Bavaloi Rachel Achas Haisub Shkuna Seinu, it was a female sheep in our neighborhood, Shinikdar Kana Shalah, it had a hole in its Kana, and also La Krumin Shal Kana, they took the membrane that's on a reed, it's like a very thin membrane, they made a bandaid of sorts from that, patched up this hole in the Kana, Vachaisa, and it lived. So clearly we see it doesn't make the animal trefa. Amar Lois, Rabbi Shimon Levi told him, Valdat Samech, you're relying on that? Palei Halacha Revachas B'Yisrael, it's already widespread, except that Halacha, this Minig Yisrael, the Shmutas Yarech Ba'if, trefa, the thigh being pulled out of its place in a bird, is a trefa, and you for sure don't argue with that. Everybody agrees to that. As we had just said, it's very widespread, that's accepted Halacha, but still I have a story that shows not like that. But Tarnagos, Haisaloy, Rabbi Shimon Chalafta, Shnitz from the Yarech Shalah, Rabbi Shimon Chalafta had a chicken that was like this, and Vasulah Shwe Faris Shalkana, he took a tube of a reed and made some sort of splint or a cast for it, chayso and it ended up living, so what do you want to answer to that? That it died within 12 months, meaning even though this was a temporary fix, that the splint that was made for the chicken did help it live longer, it still died within 12 months, and that's why it's considered trefa. Well, hachnami here also, this case that you tried to ask from regarding the female sheep that had a hole in its trachea and they patched it up with this membrane from the reed, that also for sure died within 12 months, so it's also trefa. Bottom line is, we see from this whole discussion that accepted halacha all across Klal Yisrael was, Shmutas Yarech Ba'if is a trefa. Now, can you discuss one of the things that we just mentioned? Amru Alav Rav Shimon Chalafta, they said about Rav Shimon Chalafta, She'askan B'dvarim Haya. He was askan with things. Now, even though nowadays we usually use the word askan to describe a person who's involved in communal affairs, here it means that he was hands-on, literally experiment with different things, checking to see if they're true or maybe not. And V'haya Aysa Davar L'haytzim Yilibish Rabbi Yehuda, he did something disprove what Rabbi Yehuda said. Shaya Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah, Im Nitla Naitza P'sula, that if the soft little feathers that we call the down, those ones that don't have the hard center, if those were removed from the bird, so the bird's puzzle because it's a simen trefa. What did he do? V'tarna Gaz Haysa L'Rabbi Shimon Chalafta, Rabbi Shimon Chalafta had a chicken, Sh'nitla Naitza Shala, that its soft little feathers were removed, V'nicha B'tanur, he put it in an oven, it wasn't a boiling hot oven, it was just warm, V'tala Leo B'matl Shal Tarsim, and he put this cloth on top of it. The Tarsim were people who worked with copper, and they had this cloth that used to catch the dust and little pieces of copper, so it was also very warm, and he placed it on top of this chicken that was in the warm oven. The gidlo knafayim achrayim yosem and arishayim, and the back feathers, meaning the soft small ones, they grew better now than they originally were. So we see that just because it lost its small feathers, that doesn't mean it's a trefa. It could regenerate. So it seems to be the disproved Rabbi Yehuda. Ask the Gemara of Adilmuk Sar Rabbi Yehuda trefa mishbachas. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that a trefa will actually be able to improve for some time, but then it will eventually die. Says the Gemara that can't be because imkain, if that's really so, b'midi de metarfaba higdil knafayim achrayim yosem and arishayim, with the thing that turns it into a trefa itself is going to grow those feathers better the second time than the first time, even though it's going to eventually die from that very same semen trefa. That doesn't make sense. So it seems to be that Rav Shimon Chalafta disproved Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara asks, "My askam b'dvarim." In what other way was he an askam b'dvarim? Was he hands-on, experimenting different things? And the reason why the Gemara is asking this is because the way we introduced the previous story was by calling him an askam b'dvarim, which means he must have done this in yet another situation that he already had this name. So the Gemara says, Rav Shashi tells us, "Dichsev Kaz Pasuk Mishlei tells us, Leichel Namala Atzel, go to the ant, Mr. Lazy One, Re'ed Rachel V'chacham, see its ways and become wise. Asher Ein LaKatzin Shaiter Maishel, it doesn't have any ruler or boss or anyone to oversee it. Tachan B'kayetz Lachma, nonetheless she prepares her bread in the summer and this little ant takes care of everything that she needs, even though there's no one telling her what to do. So Amar Shimon Chalafta said to himself, Ezel Echzi Ivati Hudles Lu Malka, let me go see for myself whether they really don't have a king. So also with Kuvas Tamuz, he went in the summer and prior to the Glime, Akino de Shimshamane, he spread his cloak, his rekel, over the nest of the ants. Kino de Shimshamane, Shimshamane literally could be translated as sesame seeds. Ants are tiny, so they're like sesame seeds. And Kina is its ken, its nest, or its anthill. So he spread his coat over it in order to provide it with shade. That's because ants don't like the sun. Now, Nafak Asachad Minayu, one ant came out, and Asnach Bei Simana, Rav Shimon Chalafta, put a simon on it somehow, making sure he knows which ant it was that came out. And then all, it went back inside. Amar Lahu had told all of its friends, the ants, Nafal Tula, it's now shady outside, so we could all go outside and enjoy the shade. Nafku Vasu, they came out, and then Dali the Glime, Rav Shimon Chalafta, took his coat away, Nafal Shimsha, so now there's tons of sun, and the other ants got really upset at this one, that he lied to them, saying that it was shady, and Nafla Vakatale, they fell on him and they killed him. And Amar, Rav Shimon Chalafta said, Shema Mino, Les Lumalka, I see they don't have a king. The Islam, because they had a king, Harmona de Malka Loy Lebo, wouldn't they have had to ask the king for permission to kill their friend for lying to them? It must be from the fact that they killed him right away that they don't have a king, and Shlomo Melch was right in Mishle. However, Amar Rabacha Brid Rav Ravashi, Rabacha Brid Rav asked Ravashi, Vidil Malka Habadayu, maybe the king was among them. Rav Shimon Chalafta didn't know if one of the other ants was the king. Inam, alternatively, we could say, Harmona de Malka Habanikite, maybe this was permission from the king. Perhaps he said that if anybody lies, you could kill him. Inam, alternatively, we could say, Bin Makal Makahava. Maybe they were in a transition stage. Their previous king had died, and they hadn't yet appointed a new ant king. And because of that, there was no one to guard them, so maybe that's why they killed their friend. But it could be if there was a king, they wouldn't have killed him. And how do we know this is a possibility? The Pasuk says, Bayam Mahim, Ein Melch Beisrael. In those days, there was no Jewish king. Ish HaYashar Bein of Yaseh. Each one did what he thought was correct. So basically, Rav Shimon Chalafta has absolutely no proof that they don't have a king. El, rather, Smecha Yimnus de Shlomo, we can completely rely on Shlomo Melech, and if he says that ants don't have a king or a ruler or chief or anyone to watch them, we can take his word for it. We now go further into discussion of whether or not a trefa is able to live. Amar Rav Huni, he says, Simla trefa, Shnemazar Chadesh, the simon of a trefa, and specifically is referring to the simon of a suffix trefa. If we're not so sure if an animal is a trefa, so we have to see if it lives for 12 months. If it does, it must be that it's not a trefa. If it doesn't, then it's a trefa. As the Gemara Meisvei, we have a brass that says, Simla trefa, Kol She'ena Yoledes, the simon of a trefa is if it's a female animal, it's not able to give birth. Meaning, if it's a suffix, we're not so sure if it's a trefa, so if it doesn't give birth to any baby animals, falls, it must mean it's a treifa. He says, Mashbachas vaylechas b'yadua shikshera. If it continues getting better, then you know it's a kshera. Misnavna vaylechas. If it continues getting worse, though, b'yadua shikshera, then you know it's a treifa. Now, Rabbi Yaimer, Rabbi says, similar treifa shloshim yaim, the symbol of a treifa is if it's able to live for 30 days. Now, Rulay, they said to Rabbi, Baloy harbi miskaimas, shnaim shloshonim. Many times you have an animal that could live for 2 or 3 years, even though maybe it's displaying simane treifa. Now, bottom line is, we see from all the pains in this braisa that none of them mentioned 12 months as being a simon treifa. The Gemara answers, you're right, Tanoihi, it's actually machlex Tanoim, and in the following braisa, we're going to see a shita like Rav Huna, the Tanu have a braisa, ubal gogailas, in the skull of a person, shiyesh ba nekav echad araich, if it has a long hole in it, or a filon kav maharbe, even a bunch of tiny little holes, mitzdar from loy makdeach, or mitzdar, if we combine those little holes, the size of a hole made by a drill, and if a person has that size piece missing out of their skull, it would not be mitam ba'oil, and that would be a simon treifa in a person. However, Amr Yisrael Rasholim, he asks on this, ma'is b'inbol, there's a story in a place called Inbol, with a person who got a hole in his skull of also chiduk shel keruya, and they made him a patch out of keruya, which is dried gourd. Chiduk is like a patch or a bandage of sorts. They filled up that hole with it. It was some sort of procedure, and v'chaya, he ended up living. So you see that even if he has a hole in his skull, he could live. Now, Amr Rav Shimon Lazar, told him, Yisham Raya, from there you have a proof. Yumaisa chamahaya, that was the summer, and the summer didn't negatively affect him. And v'kim sh'avrol of Yumaisa tzina, once it became cold, meaning it became the winter, miyad, mace, he died right away. You see, just because if we have a simon treifa, it didn't cause death right away, that's not a raya. You have to wait a full cycle of seasons, that's a full year, that she deserves Huna, and if it's real simon treifa, then it's not going to live out that year. Again, as we just saw from this situation, where the person had this issue in the summer, he lived, but once it came to the winter, he died, and it could be the other way around as well, that someone's going to be able to live with a simon treifa during the winter, but once it comes to the summer, they're going to die. The Gemara concludes, Amar Bacha Bar Yaakov, Halacha, what's Halacha? Treifa yoledes umash bachas, an animal which is a treifa, actually could give birth, and it could continue getting better, it can continue improving physically, nonetheless, it could still be considered a treifa. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.